I didn't consider the virtues of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, how important they are. I mean, when I say important, when I say that, I mean how important it is to embrace them so that indeed you make them a part of your life. You see? Where the Lord said, be merciful, he said, be meek, he said, to practice humility. He talked about love, joy, and peace. He talked about gentleness and goodness. He talked about faith, temperance, long-suffering. If you make these truly a part of your life, and so that you say to yourself, I'm going to do the things that the Lord said do, then I'm telling you, you indeed then can be a part of the army of God. And there is nothing that any power on this earth or any spirit on this earth can do to stop you on your journey in serving God. Do you know that? They're going to try to knock you down. They're going to try to hurt you. It's the devil. As I said in my prayer, in Council of Adversity, she's not here right now, but I'm going to tell you that these virtues and the fruits of the Spirit will lift you up. They will refresh you, and they will launch you on that Christian journey which leads to salvation. Now, we talk so often about mercy and meekness and humility. We talk about love, joy, and peace. I find that even though patience is not entered here, it is an element really of all of them, being patient. To be able to master these skills, these virtues, you have to always have a degree and level of patience. But I wanted to talk about those that actually four that don't come up as much. And that is one, the first one, temperance. Temperance. Also, as I said, with temperance, there has to be a level and degree of restraint. Doing things in moderation, having restraint also. You find yourself, because of that carnal man and that carnal body, warring and fighting all the time. You know that? Satan wants you to do something that Lord Jesus won't have you do. And so you have to be temperate, or you have to be able to restrain your senses, you know, so that you don't do those things. And the more you work and strive, the more that they're going to try to offset you and really knock you off your track. So temperance is very important. Now, people think of temperance, you know, think about historically, as not drinking alcohol and beverages. Okay? But a key with temperance is indeed being able to apply restraint. In other words, when that urge comes on you to do something that's contrary to the Lord, you restrain yourself. You see? And then you can apply meekness, humility, and mercy, and those values. Peace also. People look at peace. People say, what peace is really a state of tranquility, harmony, the person who is in harmony. But also, you have to be at peace with yourself. So you gotta be at peace with yourself, because Satan is always trying to knock you over. I was watching, TV, and it had on the news about, I guess, a group of people that came together and won billions of dollars, in some lottery. And so, immediately, Satan tried telling me, you know, see, you know, if you would do this or do that and be more active on your job, you may not own buildings, but you probably have a lot more money than you have now. But you know what? I'm at peace where I am now. See, you can't battle and struggle in your mind. You know, and let the wars that go on in your mind and let them create peace and disturbance in your life. You have to know that you're on this course for a reason. That God has called you to this church, and that there's great value and wealth and reward in continuing in this path. And so when you see somebody that has this or has that or got that, you know that, as it says in the scriptures, eyes have not seen what God has prepared for them that love. So you got to be at peace with yourself. Long suffering. Oh, that's another virtue of the Spirit. Long suffering. I'll tell you that if you are looking for the coming of Jesus Christ, you suffer each and every day that you have to be in this world. I remember the countless conversations that my wife has had with her sisters where she's talking about, I got to get out of here. You know, where you going? You know, you can't. It would be nice if there was a place where you could go. I don't care how many miles it would be. I'd get my backpack and start traveling there. And whether I had to go by sea or plane or whatever, I would get there. But you know, we cannot get out of here until the time of refreshing. You see. So we indeed have to be long-suffering because of the things that we see, the abominations that we see on TV, the conduct and behavior that we see going on in this world. The way that sin is increasing, we indeed have to be long-suffering. You know what long-suffering, Brother Marcus gave really a presentation on it? It is the ability to endure. The ability to have the stamina to endure unto the end. No matter what Satan and death may try. So indeed, a virtue of Jesus Christ is long-suffering. We all have to have it. And we have to learn to embrace it and master it also. Because this is going to lead us to salvation. It's going to strengthen us. We're going to be a light for those that are around us. We're going to be edification for our children and our family when we take hold of these virtues of Jesus Christ. And then one also, faith. Having faith. You've got to believe in the promise. When you pick the Bible up and you read it, and the Lord said that blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have a right to the truth. You have to really trust and believe in that. You have to have faith in that. And your faith will carry you through. And again, as always, patience alone. So, we have to trust in God. We have to trust that indeed He is God. We have to trust that this word that we have in His Bible, that He is in fact God, that no one can alter or do anything to it. Because He is God, and He is over man. We have to have faith. And so when we apply this abundance of the fruit of the Spirit that Lord Jesus walked in, He not only told us to do it, but He set the example for us to do it. When we truly apply, then we can indeed put on the whole arm of God, the shield and the breastplate. We can be shod. Our feet can be shod. We can be so that Satan, even though he knocks us down, we get back up. And we keep on marching for the word and for the truth. And so, I wanted to discuss that just a bit. And then